From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Crawfish boils, college football, and cornbread, all classic Southern traditions. Here's one more, complaining about utility bills. They're often missing, expensive, or just wrong. So for the past year, listeners across the region sent in their water and power bills to the Gulf States Newsroom. Reporters Stephen Basaha and Drew Hawkins sat down to talk about what they've learned from investigating tens of thousands of dollars in utility bill nightmares.
Taylor Hardin Secure Medical Facility was built in 1981. Psychologist and director of forensic mental health services, Virginia Scott Adams, says back then, there was a different model of care.
At that time, the design of the building was based more on security, so it looks and feels more correctional.
Scott Adams and facility director Daphne Kendrick lead the way through a portion of the original building. Hallways are echoey with heavy metal doors. The windows are covered with bars. Then Kendrick unlocks a door, revealing an area under construction.
So this is the new building. If you notice, the hallways are much wider. There's it's just a more open format.
And it's brighter. Windows are made with a special glass that doesn't require bars. The walls are decorated with large murals. Kendrick says it's all carefully designed.
The colors are set to be therapeutic, calming. As you can tell, there's beach scenes on the wall. There's a lot of light, open areas.
She says the department wants to make it clear.
This is a hospital, not a jail.
About 75% of people at Taylor Hardin are there for inpatient competency restoration. That means they've been arrested and charged with crimes, but because of a mental health issue, they're not able to fully understand the court process. These people typically receive inpatient treatment for several months before they're considered to be restored and can continue their case. Psychologist Virginia Scott Adams says Taylor Hardin has long struggled to keep up with demand, and it's increasing.
Just if you're looking at a snapshot of this spring, we received around 30 orders for the month of April, and typically we were receiving about 15 to 20.
As a result, people spend months in county jails waiting for a spot at Taylor Hardin. The experience and the potential lack of treatment can worsen their condition. That's what happened to Mark Litvine about a decade ago. He was arrested while experiencing symptoms of schizoaffective disorder.
When I was in the jail, my mental health wasn't being treated for 6 months. And I would act out, but I would also get jumped. Like, I would walk to the bathroom or get punched. I've been choked. I've been spit on.
Litvine eventually transferred to Taylor Hardin and started receiving an antipsychotic medication that helped him stabilize. He says he should have gotten treatment sooner. State officials hope renovations at Taylor Hardin will improve wait times. When construction is complete, capacity will increase by about 60%. Virginia Scott Adams says they're trying to hire more staff to accommodate the expansion. She says a more therapeutic space should lead to faster and better outcomes.
We're building out a model where patients come in and they're immersed in treatment and they're immersed in restoration. It creates opportunities for people to achieve those gains more quickly.
Beyond the walls of Taylor Hardin, state mental health officials are also piloting programs to treat people while they're in the community and in county jails. If successful, it could help some people recover sooner and reduce demand on Taylor Hardin. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
To share your own utility bill story with the Gulf States Newsroom, visit wbhm.org/bill.